And it has nothing to do with age and physical looks. Colossians 3:2 says, look on things above, not on earthly things.
Right, you know, exactly, so, you're right.
You know, we're supposed to look at your heart, you know, your spirit man, you know, your personality,
and your maturity. Deeds.
What's that?
And your fruit.
Well, I mean, without Jesus, I mean, if we can't do good works alone, you know, so...
Done by the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to teach you. I'm just kind of agreeing with you, because women are not supposed to teach men who claim Christ.
Yeah.
But since I'm out here, I can share the gospel. Yeah. I can share warnings.
Oh, yeah.
And I can talk about certain things. But if it got into, like, if you and I were to dig in the scriptures on pre-trib rapture, you'd have to do that with my husband.
Yeah.
But I can tell you that pre-trib rapture is a lie.
What did you say to me?
I said I can't teach men. But I can share with you why we're out here.
Yeah.
But if we were to go into a deeper doctrine, I would have to turn you over to my husband.
Okay.
Yeah. So it seems like you have some truth, and I'm deaf in this ear.
Okay.
I'm not trying to be rude. So I'm trying to hear.
Okay.
But so they also don't preach the biblical gospel. Did you hear what Alan Green said? Easy believe. Just say a prayer.
Oh no, I
there was no born again, no repentance, no leaving your sins in the world's ways. So he's welcoming all the people into the kingdom of their Jesus, not the real Jesus.
Yeah. No, I hear you.
So yeah.
Are you familiar with the Left Behind?
Yeah, it's very unbiblical.
So they brought a new one out with Nicolas Cage. That new Nicolas Cage movie doesn't even say anything about Jesus, how you got to get to heaven. They don't even mention Jesus in there.
Oh, they're very corrupt.
I'm like, I was all excited for something. But, this is going to reach tons of people because Nicolas Cage, for one. But I went to go see it with my wife, and we hated the movie because it didn't even... They didn't show Jesus was away.
Of course they're not, because they're of the world.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Why would somebody of the world be portraying something of God?
Yeah, oh exactly.
The Bible calls him a hypocrite.
Oh yeah.
An actor, hypocrite.
Oh yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So movies are pretty much evil. They don't have any redeeming value because people on there are being actors and hypocrites. I'm just saying.
No, but even the movies today, the worldly movies and stuff, They've been showing the future the whole time, but the sci-fi is actually real fi.
Oh, you mean like? I get where you're going.
I mean, I don't know about you. I don't know where you stand with the pandemic, but it was a pandemic. The big
you know
O stands for.
I know everything what you would say.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
We understand all that.
Oh, yeah.
We're not of this world either, so we don't focus on that. But
yeah,
we know probably all the points you would bring up. Yeah, exactly. Is this your wife?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend. Would you like a gospel card?
Huh?
Would you like a gospel card? I didn't know if you're listening. That's a gospel card. I was just standing out here, standing for Christ.
Yeah, we were just finishing with your assignment.
Okay, well, like I was just sharing with him, we're out here to preach the biblical gospel, which they don't do here. They have an easy believe gospel. It's a false gospel. And Paul says that a person would be accursed for that, right? In Galatians 2. All he said was you just believe and say a prayer. He didn't call out for faith in Christ's shed blood. A faith is one that follows after him, not just a head knowledge of belief. And then you have to repent. I don't think he mentioned repentance. You have to repent, which is a turning of your mind and a turning of your ways to God, forsaking all your sins and everything of your life to follow after Christ. He didn't mention being born again, at least I didn't hear it. Born from above with the Holy Spirit within you. And then if you are, you'll walk with fruits of holiness and obedience, and you'll endure in that until the end. They don't preach that, so they're following the call to Jesus.
I mean, like a lot of people go around saying they're Christian, but where in the Bible does it say that you must be a Christian to get to heaven? Nowhere. It says you must be born again, John 3:3 and 3:7, you know?
Right, yep, amen.
I mean,
you must be born
here.
Again to enter the kingdom of God.
I stopped saying I'm a Christian, you know, because Catholics would say they're Christian.
Did you want to step up in there? He's hard to hear.
Christians going around saying they're Catholics, right?